This is the Living Lutheran for August 2020. We begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. At the end of June, my great-nephew was born. In these uncertain times, the announcement of his birth has brought great joy indeed even to his 4-year-old sister, who was hoping for a girl. But the news also gave me pause. With media coverage full of COVID-19, social unrest, inequality, climate change, and more, I wonder, as past generations probably did, what kind of world are we bringing children into? Yet, it was a fleeting concern because, as ELCA pastor Larry Jorgensen reminds us in the lead feature, we're called to live in hope. Yes, with faith, hope, and love, we can envision a better world for today and the future. And I see this hope in our Care for Creation theme, where you can read how our church is committed to healing creation. And it's not just talk. You'll hear about how congregations, colleges, and individual members are changing their carbon footprint and teaching us about healing our earth. And hope shines through our efforts to keep ministries growing through the pandemic, and in a pastor who knows nothing is more powerful than God's love. You can also find this hope at livinglutheran.org, where we've been posting articles about ministry during the pandemic, racial justice, and other stories that can't wait for our print issues. So, as I celebrate with joy my great-nephew's birth, my prayer is that with this new child of God, as well as present generations and all those to come, they will grow in the faith, hope, and love of Jesus Christ. With God's help, we can envision a better world.